Everyone loves a story, don't they? Especially a story that is well told. I think that Jesus was a master storyteller. In our passage today, as we continue looking at Matthew's Gospel, we see Jesus telling a story, and probably one of the most famous stories at that, the parable of the sower. Now, just to give you the context here, remember in the last few weeks that we have been seeing the different reactions to Jesus. We've seen how the crowds are astonished and thrilled at Jesus, and they're beginning to wonder, could this possibly be the Messiah? But we also see the reaction of the Pharisees and teachers of the law. They're more concerned about their own power and their own laws than truly seeing what Jesus is doing and truly understanding who he is and truly putting their faith in him. They see Jesus doing miracles, but they are blind to who he is. They see Jesus teaching with authority, but they are deaf to who Jesus is. You see, for them, Jesus doesn't fit. No matter what Jesus does, it's out with the Pharisees' understanding. They just don't want to understand. Now, that might surprise us. If we saw Jesus doing a miracle and heal someone, we might think to ourselves, of course I would believe in him. But that belies the deception that's often in the human heart, because seeing is not always believing. That is the reality. And that's what Jesus makes clear in this parable. Now, the parable today starts with Jesus sitting beside a lake, and such large crowds gather that Jesus gets into a boat and he sits down. Rabbis, of course, in those days would teach by sitting down. And so Jesus is in the boat, sitting down, and the crowd is standing on the shore. And Jesus teaches them, and he does so by the means of parables. Now, sometimes we get the impression that parables are easy stories to understand. Sometimes we are told they are earthly stories with a heavenly meaning. But although parables illustrate spiritual truths, their meanings are not always self-evident. They can be difficult, and they can be tricky to understand. Some parables, however, Jesus explains himself, which is great for us, and he does so in this parable, the parable of the sower. Now, the parable starts with the farmer going out to sow his seed. In those days, farmers would use broadcast sowing, taking a bag of seeds in their hand and scattering it across the ground, and ploughing it into the ground afterwards. And as this farmer sows the seed, it lands in different places. Some lands on the path, and the birds come and eat it up. Some land in the rocky places, and the seed springs up quickly, and then dies when the sun comes out, because the seed had no root. Other seed falls among the thorns, and the plants are choked. And then finally, there is the seed that lands in the good soil. And in the good soil, the seed produces healthy seedlings and a crop of 160 or 30 times what was sown. Now, the point here is that the farmer sows the same seed onto the ground, but the type of ground that receives it is very different. And therefore, not every seed lands in good soil. There would be varied growth depending on the kind of soil in which the seed grew. Now, that of course makes sense, doesn't it? You see, it's appropriate that we're here today in the man's garden as we look at this passage today. You see, as we come to this passage, I would not claim to be the most green-fingered. Anna is far better at gardening than me. But we know from experience, when we sow seeds in our garden, or when we put in a seedling, that it depends on where it is planted as to how well it will do. Now, before Jesus goes on to explain this parable, there is a break in the narrative from verses 10 through to 17, where the disciples come to Jesus and they ask him, "Why do you teach in parables?" By implication, the disciples are perhaps saying to Jesus, "Why don't you just teach us plainly, rather than using this strange method of teaching. But Jesus teaches like he does because there are certain insights into God's kingdom that only the disciples and followers of Jesus can understand. And in response to the disciples, Jesus quotes from Isaiah, showing why this is so, that there are some who see, but they don't really see. There are some who hear, but they don't really hear, and they certainly don't understand. You see, what Jesus is saying is that those with hard hearts, with closed ears and closed eyes, are never going to understand the kingdom because they don't understand quite who he is. And that's what we've seen over the previous chapters with the Pharisees. They ask questions, they ask for signs, but they aren't really interested in the answer. They aren't really interested in the truth. And yet the disciples, they may not understand everything, but they see the most important thing. They understand something of who Jesus is. And I simply want to ask you this morning, as we think of this part of the parable, how is your sight? Can you see? Sometimes we go to the optician, we get free eye tests every 2 years, don't we? And when we go to the optician, we have to read that letter chart. And it starts off with that really big letter at the top, and it gets progressively smaller and smaller. And sometimes we might find that we can't read all the way to the bottom of the chart. And we find that we need glasses. And it's when we put our glasses on that we can truly see. We can see clearly what we couldn't see before. And I simply want to ask you this morning, how is your spiritual sight? And as we think about our sight, I also want to ask this morning, how is your hearing? You see, it's true, isn't it, that sometimes we hear, but we don't listen. We know that our wife, or our son, or our daughter, or our friend have said something to us, but we haven't really comprehended what they're saying. We haven't really listened. And so I simply ask you this morning, do you understand what Jesus is saying? Do you trust in him? Now, before we look at the meaning of this parable today, let's take a break, and we're going to sing together once more, and we're going to sing Behold Our God.
Behold our God.
Now, as we return back to the parable of the sower, it's good that from verses 18 through to 23 of chapter 13 of Matthew's Gospel, that Jesus gives some explanation as to what is going on. So let's just spend a couple of minutes and just reflect on it. The seed is the message of the kingdom. That's what Jesus has been sowing. The seed that lands on the path, this is the person who hears the message and doesn't understand it. The evil one snatches it away. The seed on the rocky soil refers to someone who hears the word, responds with joy, but they don't last very long at all. When any trouble comes, they fall away. They aren't true believers. These might be people who are attracted to the benefits of the gospel, but they're not willing to endure the hardships. The seed that falls among the thorns are those who hear the word, but then the worries of life get on top of them. They're choked, and the seed never grows. And again, this might be a person who makes some kind of profession of faith, but they fall away, more concerned about the problems of this life than they are about eternal things. And then there is the seed that falls in the good soil. It's the seed that's fruitful, produces a crop, yielding 160 or 30 times what was grown. And so Jesus explains the parable to the disciples. The same seed, but different soil. Now what I want you to notice is that in the parables, frequently, there are two or three bad examples which are contrasted with a good example. The sole positive example in this parable is the fruit-bearing seed, the one that produces a crop, 160 or 30 times that which was sown. It produces something of value. This is the true believer who understands who Jesus is and who comes into the kingdom and who wants to be fruitful for him. And so I ask you today, as the word goes out, what kind of soil does it find in your heart? Is your heart hard, or rocky, or thorny? Or is it good soil for the word of God to grow and to flourish? Do you truly see and hear who Jesus is? Pray that you might have open eyes to see him, that you're not like the Pharisees, so taken up with themselves that they completely miss the point. Open your eyes to see Jesus, put your faith in him, and be fruitful for him. Amen.